It's Monday, May 24th, 2021. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
How long does it take for a complicated one?
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a nice way to open up this year episode of the show, a band from right here in Sweden. They're from Norrköping, which is just south of Stockholm. They're called Corduroy, and that was their new single, NLMN. It's just a delightful, shoegazy, you know, dream pop from a decade or two ago. It sounds really good, though. I think it's a great, great sound. I'm looking forward to new stuff from Corduroy, and always excited when I find new bands from right here in Sweden. Okay, up next, a band that I am just very excited about. They're called Requin Chagrin. They are from Paris, France, and all the songs are in French. I can't pronounce anything. Just brace yourself. We're going to hear two songs there. We're going to hear Crusades and Semaphore. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Off of their Semaphore album, which is not their most recent album, which is also great, but I'm starting from their last album. So these two songs are like my two favorite songs by them, probably, even though the new record is full of great songs. So I'll probably play it on the show at some point too, just when I need when I need music for the show. I'll be like, wait, what haven't I played? But this stuff is just so super good. So you're going to hear two songs right now from Requin Chagrin. Without further ado, Crusades and Semaphore right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Avec moi. What's the personality profile of a person that gets really into conspiracy theories? It's never seemed to me to be a problem of intelligence.
Yeah, I like to say that belief and intelligence are orthogonal. They're like this. They're not related to each other. Except after the fact, once you've committed to a belief, intelligent, educated people are better at rationalizing beliefs that they arrived at for non-intelligent, rational reasons. Mm-hmm. So they're better at looking stuff up and finding, connecting the dots and surfing the net and making all those arguments you've heard, you know, like nanothermite and super secret, super nanothermite and the speed at which buildings fall. I mean, when I started investigating the 9/11 truthers, I couldn't believe how complicated a lot of this stuff was. You know, architects and engineers for 9/11 truth, like you read their papers, like, okay, these are not dummies.
Yeah.
Clearly they're, you know, they're smart and they have tons of facts. Obviously that's not enough. So the psychology of conspiracy theorists, conspiracists, yeah, they're not, you know, overweight 40-year-olds living in their mother's basement. That's a myth. You know, these are normal people. Different cohorts have different emphasis on conspiracy theories. You'd say African-Americans tend to believe, you know, because of the Tuskegee mess and all that and other things that really happened that were really bad, they tend to think, say, for example, during the crack cocaine epidemic, that was orchestrated by the CIA or the FBI, I forget which one. And now we're seeing with the vaccine shy people in some African-American communities because of Tuskegee and so on. But whites, you know, okay, it's Obama's building concentration camps in Texas to put us poor white people with guns away and on and on. So different groups have different conspiracies that they believe in having to do with power, mostly power. Who thinks somebody else has power and who wants to get it.
I can often get along with a conspiracy theorist because they can sense that I also doubt what the man is telling us. Mm-hmm. But then it just, you know, the moment you start talking about a specific conspiracy, I can't get on board with almost anyone because I'm thinking of how many people would have had to keep it silent. You know, that's a huge factor for me in the implausibility of, you know, 99% of conspiracy theories. If it requires two or three people to keep a secret, then I'm listening. If it requires hundreds, then everything I know about human nature and the tendency to gossip and how difficult it is to even keep a secret from your friend's friend, right? Just reflect on your own social life. Like, how long have you been able to keep a secret, or how many secrets have been told to you by your friend? Did you know X did Y with, you know, it takes about 2 seconds. It's like, we love gossip more than we almost love food, right? So especially when something as juicy as a huge conspiracy theory, right? That you just can't keep that.
Yeah. How many times have you said to a friend, okay, I'm going to tell you this one thing, but you can't tell anybody else.
Exactly. And
they do the exact same thing. Yeah. Three people can keep a secret if two of them are dead. Ben Franklin. Right.
That right there was two songs in a row by a band from Berlin, Germany called Discovery Zone. It's a woman. I think she's actually from New York, but she lives in Berlin and she made this really great record. It's called Remote Control. We heard the two songs Dance 2 and Remote Control, title track, off of this record. It's like a sci-fi movie and an album. It's great. It's got all these like samples from old movies and stuff, like where the creator is discussing what it feels like to be alive with his AI and all this interesting, cool sound clippy stuff. And then there's more traditional songs on it, like with ones I played. Anyway, I think it's really cool. You should definitely check out the whole record if you like those two songs, because it's pretty snazzy. Okay, speaking of things that are pretty snazzy, how about this band from New York City? They are called Crumb, and I am such a big fan. They got a couple of EPs and this new record that just came out. It's called Ice Melt. We are going to hear two tracks. First, Balloon, and then Gone, two of my favorite tracks off the album. But then I'm going to put on a bonus song. These aren't super long songs, so I'm going to put on a bonus song from an earlier EP called Lock It. We're going to hear the title track off that EP, Lock It. Also super strong song by Crumb. Can't go wrong with these guys. It's just delightful music. You're gonna really like it. Okay, without further ado, Crumb with Balloon, Gone, and Lock It right now on The Sounds of My Head.
I'm not afraid to Turn around,
Let's catch up one last time. The two songs you just heard were by another band from Brooklyn. They're called Toth. I've played them on the show before, I feel like not even that long ago, like on this season sometime. But anyway, their album You and Me and Everything has come out, and it has some great songs on it, including the two we just heard, Turnaround Cocaine Song and The Driving. Those are the names of the songs. And a Turnaround Cocaine Song, it takes like a minute to kind of get to the the chorusy part. But then once it does, it kicks in. I super love that song. Super fun. And then The Driving, the one you just heard, very good song as well. If you like those tracks, check out the whole thing. Toth, can't go wrong. Brooklyn, represent. Okay, finishing up this year's episode of the show, it's new music from the one, the only Stephen Malkmus of previously Pavement fame, but now he's been Stephen Malkmus for probably longer than he was in Pavement. At any rate, he released an album last year. It's called Traditional Techniques, and I didn't actually play anything from it, but anyway, that came out, and now he's released, it's like B-side of an album. Is that a thing? It's like, you know, in the olden days, they'd release a single and then put a bonus song on the back. But now it's like he released an album and he's like, okay, but here's a bonus song. It's like, was this meant for the album? And then he just held it. I'm not sure. But either way, it's a great song. It's called Julie Fucking Et. And it's a great song to finish up this year's episode of the show. Stephen Malkmus with Julie Fucking Et right now on The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Shopping Arizona by Carter Burwell from the Raising Arizona soundtrack. I've been rewatching Coen Brothers movies recently, and I rewatched Raising Arizona, and I'd forgotten about the soundtrack. It's like so wild, and what an amazing early Carter Burwell soundtrack. Other music I talked over this show, Come Slow by Discovery Zone and 5-4 equals Unity by Pavement. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. That's where you can find links to, like, follow me on social media, including Spotify, where there is a playlist for each of the seasons of the show, recent ones anyway, including season 18 this season, with all the songs I play on the show just put into a playlist on Spotify, so you can just find them that way. That's a good way to do it. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I always like hearing from you. I will see you again in a couple of weeks for an all new episode of the show.